The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What's some basic knowledge that a scary amount of people do not know? It started as a Reddit thread, then BuzzFeed did it, and now we're stealing it from BuzzFeed, just in case you want to get your allegations in line for later on when you're getting the correct order of thievery. Also, it's probably a topic we've done 20 years ago. Anyway, what's a basic piece of knowledge that people should know that they don't?
How many feet are in a mile?
Ooh, yeah, that does seem pretty straightforward. Kelly, how many?
12.
Yep,
Do you know?
How many feet are in a mile? I really don't know that, actually.
Rachel, how many feet are in a mile?
100 feet.
In a mile?
Yeah, I have no idea either.
Wait,
I know
was that an authentic, but was that your best guess?
Oh, no. I was just spitting out a number. Okay, genuinely don't know.
Okay, because that would mean a football field was about 3 miles long.
That would be awesome,
that would be
though.
Real bad. All right. Steve, you know, right?
5,280.
Now, to be fair...
Why would I need to know that?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Sorry, Free Beer.
It's useless.
So why do I need to know that then, Steve? It's basic facts in life. You know what's important to know? Your blood type.
I have no idea what my blood type is.
I know what my blood type is.
Wait, and I know you don't, Free Beer. Yeah. I think Hot Wings and I were both O negative, right?
Yeah, we're the best blood.
I even know Hot Wings blood type. We are the best blood.
Do you know mine?
Donors. What's up?
If I'm bleeding and need a transfusion, they're not going to know. They're not going to wake me up from my about to pass out and go, sir. This is very important. It could save your life. How many feet are in a mile?
Oh, exactly.
Well, I shall be saved.
You need to know your blood type. I can't believe how many people don't
know
their blood type.
Where do I find this information out?
Because if something like that happens, if Free Beer passes out and he's doing his little weird thing on the floor and he needs a blood transfusion and we're all like, who's O negative in the room? For Hot Wings and I could raise our hand and be like, we know this for a fact. You could also be an O negative, a universal donor, a blood slut. You could do it.
Yeah.
Oh. But you don't even know.
Okay.
You don't even know.
I bet Steve's a B negative.
Probably.
Is that bad?
Ew, yeah. Gross. I don't think you can share or be shared with anybody.
Ugh.
I'm gross.
You're the universal non-donor.
Yeah. You're the prude.
How do you know yours?
I just think my mom's a nurse, and she just told me my whole life.
Oh.
What if she's been lying to you?
Yeah. My whole life.
Yeah.
The first time I gave blood, they told me.
Oh, yeah. I'm keeping mine, so I'm not going to
I can't
out.
Give blood, though. That's the thing. So I don't need to know it.
Because you're a hemophiliac?
Because I was once on, they told me when I was on medication for seizures when I was like 15 or 16.
Wouldn't
probably
that be
for three
well?
Or 4 years.
Or are they just worried that you'd have a seizure giving blood?
I don't know. They told me that I could no longer give blood. And I said, not a problem.
You changed your DNA and made you, what, like some kind of monster?
I asked at my doctor's office the last time after I had a blood test. I said, oh, by the way, what is my blood type? And they went, I don't know. And I'm like, if you don't know, who do I talk to?
I mean, I would think that would be in your chart somewhere.
Yeah. They looked and they're like, nope.
Can't they just stick a little something in your blood that just pops up with an answer?
I'm pretty sure they can.
Well, we did it in high school chemistry, I think, or biology. I remember we all pricked our finger and did the test. And then she said, now you'll always know your blood type. And I said, I will.
Rachel, go to Walgreens. Get that blood test type. Tester.
Yeah.
Matt, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, the blood test type tester.
Yeah, just go there, exactly. Walk right up to the counter and be like, can I get that blood type tester thing that you've got? They're going to be like a COVID test? No.
No.
Somebody just wrote
blood type
said,
tester.
It's on your license.
No, it's not.
If you're an organ
donor,
it's on your license, stupid.
Yeah, your blood type isn't on your license.
Yeah, you got me to look.
Maybe in some state it is. It's not in this one, though.
Need to know now.
Yeah. If you know my blood type, call 1-800-947-3979.
I just got blood work done last week or the week before.
Well, that's not going to help you.
I'm just going to give them a call.
They didn't test for that. That's what they'll say. That's what they told me.
Well, they have my blood.
Well, they don't just keep it on file.
Yeah. Well, they can tell by tasting it.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe they, actually, by the way, they might keep it on file. I doubt
I'm sure they do. But,
it seems. Texture from Tennessee. No, my blood type is not cheddar. Thanks for your witty retort. Maybe. It'd probably be like Cheddar Jack. This one. People living alone should learn how to do the Heimlich maneuver on themselves just in case they ever start choking when no one's around.
I mean,
well, everybody eats alone sometimes. Let's just not pick on the lonely.
But mostly the lonely. I mean, you are a lot more likely. I used to think about that a lot. Like, not when I was younger.
Oh, darkness.
Not when I lived alone in my 20s. But when I moved out as an adult, you start to think, God, there's no one around. Like,
Jesus,
if something happens,
choke on these legumes so easily.
Yeah. Well, if and not necessarily choking, but you know, like if you pass out in the backyard, I go, somebody might not know. Like if it's on a Friday,
yeah,
and I died in my
or
backyard,
Tuesday.
Like nobody might know for 2 days.
If it were a Tuesday, everybody would know. If it's a Friday, ain't nobody knowing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like if I had a medical emergency.
And even Friday or Monday, we wouldn't even think about it till like 8 o'clock when we didn't get breakfast.
Yeah. It would take a little
time.
That
stupid idiot. You're gonna make breakfast. You're gonna bring breakfast 2 days now, dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I worry about that.
Oh man. All right, what else? What are other facts we need?
I want to talk more about. Do you know how to give yourself the Heimlich?
Well, I've never had to try, but I know that you're supposed to use like the back of a. You can use the back of a chair.
Yeah,
and then just, it's like, just a wooden
chair, and you just you basically impale yourself on the back.
You can do it yourself. You can do it with your hands too. I think it's harder to commit to it. So.
All right, hold on. I'm going to choke on one of these pretzels. You guys tell me.
Okay. Well, I mean, we could do it for you.
Treats. Yeah, but
we're not just going to sit there and shake our head no and go, nope, you don't have it.
Look, she's never going to learn unless she does that on her own, though.
And I've never
choked on
anything before.
We can't coddle her forever on her choking.
I can't imagine you can even choke anymore.
Never have. Sploosh.
How to tell if food has gone bad is a skill everyone should have.
Yeah, you sniff it.
This person writes, when I worked at the meat department, we would get at least one call a day from people saying, I bought this so many days ago. Is it still good? Lady, I'm not there with you. I can't smell through the phone. Use your damn nose.
That's the thing. A lot of people think that it's like a hard and fast rule that, oh, these last for this long or whatever. But it's not. So, yeah, you have to be able to smell. But if you can't smell or if you just don't know, then throw it away.
Or just cook it and see what happens.
Not positive.
Ooh, yeah. Roll the dice.
My problem is as soon as I think, well, I better smell this, then I remember I never smell good like steak or hamburger or chicken. Like I don't stick my nose the same level of close. So none of it smells right when you do that. So then I just throw it away. I'm like, better safe than sorry.
I've told you I've made a couple meals and a couple chicken salads that sat in my fridge for a little too long.
Yeah.
And ate them anyway. And they had that vinegary smell, that ooh.
Couple days at most.
I'm going to eat it anyway. And man, I don't regret it. I'd do it again. And I mainly say that because I probably will.
This one, not exactly a fact, but everyone should know how to drive a manual for emergency situations. I used to think that, but they're becoming the dinosaur.
Yeah,
they
make like five a year.
It would be, very slim chance that I would be in an emergency situation somewhere or that somebody else and their only option is to drive a Camaro.
Yeah. Well, like, I could have saved those kids that are being hauled in a semi, but the tractor trailer was a stick. So, you know, they got hit by that train.
It really was only when I was younger and we were all first starting to drive that if you were in a situation where someone with a stick needed you to drive their car, that was an issue. And I maybe ran into that once or twice as a kid, but as an adult, yeah. I don't know hardly anyone that drives a stick car anymore.
No, and if you do, then that's not the one you take when you're going to go out drinking. You have the designated driver takes the automatic or, you know, you just, yeah. Well, it's not that hard, but that's a good way to not get carjacked. That's the biggest benefit to having a manual transmission now.
Yeah, in fact, I would mount a fake stick shift on all of your automatics just to be safe. So when they look through the window, they'll go, "No, man.
Nope, I don't know how to do that." Yeah, you just like with Sharpie, you just draw like little gates on there.
A manual Suburban? I never knew they made them anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Do y'all remember when GPS became a thing and everybody had like TV-sized GPSs in their car and
the
people
TomToms.
Were like,
the TomToms
people were like,
and
"Don't
Garmin's.
Leave your TomToms out or your Garmin's out, and definitely don't leave the thing, the mount that." It leaves a little circle in your window because then everybody will know and they'll break in your car. And it was like, oh my God. Yeah. This is so sad.
It's so funny when you see one of those on a car now and you know that it's just some fossil driving the thing.
Like, I don't trust my phone. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
You know, it's the same. Couple people have had situations where it was an emergency, and they had this one. My grandpa had a massive heart attack while we were driving across the country. We were driving a stick. I had to learn to drive the stick in a Walmart parking lot before I could take him to the hospital as my grandpa tried not to die in the passenger seat. Boy, that is a much more stressful situation than just driving my dad's stick shift pickup on the back roads in the country.
Yeah. But he's an old person.
Yeah.
He's already had a good life.
Yeah, he's fine.
And free car.
Figure it out while you go, you know, give him a little ride on the way.
But also,
you know, it's going to be bumpy.
Can you imagine you're experiencing a heart attack and you're riding in a car doing the when new people start to drive it, they let the clutch out too.
It might restart
fast every time.
Yeah. It might restart it. It might be the best thing in the world.
Gets the rhythm back.
Yes. Strap into the seatbelt tight because you're about to get it.
Also, nobody else saw this, but Free Beer almost said a curse word. And the moment he did on camera, if you're watching, if you're a fancy idiot, he did the oop like a little kid.
That was close.
It was really funny.
It was a big one that ends in an IN, but should have a G.
By the way, if you're actually like in a parking lot of a business, is the best thing to do to spend time trying to learn how to drive a manual to get somebody somewhere or to just call 911? Because you're at a business. They said they're in a parking lot.
Yeah.
They don't put parking lots in the middle of fields in the middle of nowhere.
Sometimes Walmarts.
A Walmart's a pretty big store.
He writes back. I stalled going over the railroad tracks, and yes, he did die.
R.I.P.
So. Oh, man. And then that song was written about it, and then Pearl Jam covered it.
Which song?
Song about the girl dying on the railroad tracks.
You mean his grandpa became a girl?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's the same.
Yeah, that's my grandpa girl.
That really got out of control.
Yeah, you don't know if grandfathers are always men.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's a new era.
Young girls from the 40s or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. All right. The next one is a bummer that's going to be eye-opening for some. And because when it's come up on the show before, I think Steve was one of them that went, oh. It says, pretty much any machine requires some maintenance. Mm-hmm. They list the obvious. Cars, mowers, motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Those things all, you know.
Yes.
Gas engines, of course they do.
Yeah.
They aren't magic boxes. Also, your washing machine, your dryer, and your dishwasher. Dishwasher was the one that blew a lot of minds.
Yeah.
Most people, it says that. Most people don't know the dishwasher needs its filter cleaned every so often.
I didn't know that until y'all told me a few years ago. I had no idea, and it was very helpful when I moved into my new house, because you could tell that they had done it, but just knowing that I could put it in some really hot water and scrub and dishes would be better, I would have never known to check it. And your washing machine also has a filter, right?
Yeah.
Which I still haven't checked mine, because mine's still kind of newish, so I'm just going to ignore that for the next few years until this.
Yeah. Let the washer tell you when it's ready to have itself be touched.
Let it break first, and then I'll know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked how much stuff gets trapped in one of those, because I had used washing machines a long time, but it wasn't until within the last 10 years that the washing machine was having some issues, and it was a front loader one, which I had never had before. So I was like, just kind of walk around. Why is this leaking? Where's it? And I was just trying to, and then I go, what's with this little door at the bottom here? And I open it, I go, there's something there. And of course I open it, water comes out.
I don't think I've ever changed or checked the washer filter.
I was shocked. What was it? There was some change in there. There were rocks in there.
Oh, probably all the socks I'm missing.
Like real stuff. Yeah, not just like, it wasn't just like a collection of grime. Mm-hmm. It was like objects were in there. I go, oh my God, I had no idea. So then I would check that regularly. And then same with the dishwasher. I had never had issues with the dishwasher before, but we started to have issues. And it was almost always kid-related stuff. So it was like the little wrapper from a high C drink box. Or like little, it was almost always little pieces of plastic that would just get left on the plate and put in the dishwasher.
Yep.
And, you know, pieces of paper, stickers, stuff like that. And so, yeah, you got to change it more when you have kids.
Yeah. That's a good point. 1-800-947-3979. How to change a tire. Yeah, that one's pretty good.
I think, yeah, those are like, there's a lot of just basic car ones that people should know. I mean, yeah, there's a good chance you'll never have to change a tire. You know, you can probably call somebody or whatever, but in a pinch, you just never know. So it would be good to at least know how.
Everyone should know the difference between there, and there.
Yes.
Absolutely. Also, see, two, two, and two.
That's what we need to stick with, is because that's more of a fact. The thing about the washing machines and everything, those are more skills.
Like, that's stuff you should know
how to
do. That's
different. Yeah, but it's stuff you should know how to do. Right. I want facts, things I should just know.
Yeah, there, yes. There, and there, your and your.
Mm-hmm.
When someone doesn't know that, do you just think they're dumb?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah. Yes.
What if you know them and know they're not dumb?
Yep. Still dumb.
Still they're dumb.
A dumb moment,
it overwhelms
sure.
all other things they've done in their life?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
So, Steve, when you were more into Apple, when you were an Apple fanboy, you get a personal email from Steve Jobs after he's introduced the iPhone.
Yep.
And he says, there... when he's supposed to be saying they are, but he says T-H-E-I-R.
Big dumb idiot.
You can't Absolutely. Get over it.
Nope. I would immediately just think it was some sort of a phishing email because Steve Jobs could never possibly be that stupid.
From my
or
phone
he's
out.
Been that
get
stupid
an Android.
This whole time and it's just been a big fake.
Right.
Get an Android.
Like, yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.